I just want people to know that Wisconsin is a state of cheese, and we win more awards than anywhere in the world, and 95% of all the dairy farmers in the state of Wisconsin, they're family-owned. Hi, this is Leroy Bowden. You're on the road with Bane on WGN.
.720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line, honored to have Green Bay Packers fan favorite, four-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, member of the NFL All-90s team, Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, and creator of one of the most iconic celebrations in all of sport, the Lambeau Leap, the one and only number 36, now Chef Leroy Butler. Welcome to WGN.
Dane, that was a great opening. I like that. I like it. Yeah, all the Bears fans are just, okay, we can hear this. Okay.
I don't know. We do the pregame show with Ed Obradovich and Dan Hampton, and I'm sure you're familiar with those guys.
At least Dan Hampton, that's my guy.
Yes, I'm sure he can respect what you did on the field and hopefully what you're going to put on the plate. Now, we're going to talk about it. First off, before we get into the cheese thing, the Lambeau Leap is amazing. Could you ever think what that would be now based on like hashtag Lambeau Leap or social media or billions of YouTube views, what it would have been? I mean, it's going to be here forever, so it is iconic and permanent in history. But do you ever think if you did it like in today's game, what it would be?
You know, Dan, we talked about that with some of my nephews, you know, because they're the millennials. It was like, if you had did that now, it would be, as you talked about, it would be a lot of streams, a lot of views. But to me, I think the reason why I love it, because it has a lot to do with the fans. You know, if the fans are not there, there is no Lambeau Leap. And with COVID, we're still going through a pandemic. But last year, there was no fans, so you couldn't do the leap. So people start really talking about it and going back and looking at how much they miss the players jumping in the stands.
It is going to be something, one of those things we're all going to look forward to getting back to. And, you know, an NFL career is not long, even though you had an illustrious one. You're still super young transitioning into it. So talk about it, how you went from safety to steak, seafood, chops, how you got into food.
You know, my mom, somebody asked me, did I go to culinary school? I said, yeah, the university of my mom. She taught me how to use food as a way to lower the temperature, no pun intended, to just kind of have a discussion going, people are eating, they're happy. So she just taught me how to cook and how to develop recipes and how you do this, you put love in your cooking. And then she also taught me to just be a network person, you know, reach out and talk to people and things of that nature. So I just applaud her for how she raised me to be in the kitchen and just create these great recipes.
One of the greatest things, of course, that our neighbors to the north, Wisconsin, have is, of course, the Packers, but also cheese. Now, in Wisconsin, it's cheese month, cheese day, every day, every month. But for America, we're celebrating now. So talk, Leroy, if you can, a little bit about, like, what are your favorite cheese kind of dishes and what kind of things are you showing up with today?
Well, I like the National Dairy Month as well, Dane. So it is National Cheese Day. But I just want people to know that Wisconsin is a state of cheese. And we win more awards than anywhere in the world. And to become a master cheesemaker, it takes about 13 years. So we really take this very seriously. And 95% of all the dairy farmers in the state of Wisconsin, they're family-owned. So it is a big deal, and I really appreciate that. But one of my favorites, how I'm going to celebrate, though, with my chef salad cheese board. I got my cheddar, my Gouda, and I also found out 600 varieties of cheese made in Wisconsin.
What?
So the options are endless. 600. Can you believe that?
I mean, I believe it because you are our resident expert, but that is surprising.
It is very much surprising. That's why I want people to, you know, you can try a new cheese every day if you want, just to know more about it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things. And so people love, I don't even know if you need it, because I love cheese, you know, and even everything from some of the, you mentioned the 600 different varieties, maybe something on more of the fine dining or elevated side, or even mozzarella sticks. Cheese curds are big in Wisconsin. You know, grilled cheese sandwich is great. But talk about, I guess you've got some cheese-related desserts. I'm not sure. Maybe this is something just on the dairy side.
Well, it's mixed berry shortcake trifle, and it's amazing. Full-flavored, tangy, aged cheddar. Sweet fresh berries and real dairy whipped cream. My kids love it. They always just, as a matter of fact, they go to that first before they go to everything else. But of course, I mean, most people know me in the state of Wisconsin for my Leroy's Wisconsin mac and cheese made with Gouda, Colby Jack, Monterey Jack, Swiss and mild cheddar. And you can get all these recipes on WisconsinCheese.com. And I proudly wear that Wisconsin Cheese badge, of course, because if you see that badge, you know Leroy Butler's cooking with it. It's real.
We will have all of those links up at WGNRadio.com for that. And for all your fans, we reach 38 states in Canada, almost the entirety of Wisconsin with WGN. There are a lot of Leroy Butler fans out there. Where can people find, you know, or keep up with your adventures or social media or even on the food side and see what you're up to?
Yeah, you can go to WisconsinCheese.com for all my information. You can go to LeroyButler.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Leap36. You get it? Leap, like Lambo Leap. Leap36, and I'm on all social media platforms at Leap36. Thank you so much, Dane.
One of the very best in the business. Thanks, Leroy. Thanks so much for jumping on the show today, and enjoy the rest of Cheese Month.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.